Like I said, it was just a time when it was hard going. You had to use a lot of common sense, you know, to survive.
Yeah.
And I said it was a good old day. I don't see nothing good about it.
Now, let's see. Years ago on Monday or Tuesday, women used to do their, get the old wash pot out and do the...
That was wash day. After you pull your Sunday go to meeting clothes off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then you washed. And I can remember when my mother used to wash outdoors in a wash pot.
Yeah.
They made their own soap. Made old Octon soap, you know, out of lye and stuff.
Yeah.
And tallow. And
they call it Octagon.
Well, Octagon was a trade name,
uh-huh.
See, of soap that was made, you know, because it was shaped like an octagon.
Oh, I see.
See? And it had eight sides to it. It was a bar soap, in other words, it was had eight sides, you know,
uh-huh.
And that was the name of it, Octagon. And Octagon soap used to have coupons on it, and you'd save the, use so much soap, and you'd save the coupons, and eventually you could get dishes, see? It's just like coffee. When you bought store-bought coffee, ground coffee, they had coupons. If you buy Louisiana coffee in a 3-pound can, you would get a cup and a saucer in the can, see?
What was that, a lagniappe?
Yeah, that was lagniappe, see? And we had, of course, I can remember buying my grandmother and my own mother, back in the days when they bought the coffee beans green and you parched them. And then we had a coffee grinder. In fact, I can remember when I went to my grandmother's house, both of them, the grinder was up where grown people could, you know, it was fixed to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You just grind your coffee and it fell into a little box. And you'd parch your, had a big pan, you'd parch your green coffee, your beans. Then you'd take so much of it, you know, after you parched them, and then you'd grind up for making a coffee, you know, maybe two or three makings.
Yeah.
And I had a sack in a pot, and my grandmother used to tell us that she used to cut the legs off of her drawers, you know. But she did. And, but anyhow, that was a sack. And you put the coffee in it, you know, and run the hot water through it, see, and drip the coffee.
It wouldn't tell that.
And anyhow, what I was going to say, I can remember, I used to figure, I'd stand in the chair to reach the coffee grinder. That was a thrill for them to let me grind the coffee. And I used to figure, boy, if I ever get big enough to stand on that floor and reach that coffee ground, I'll be grown, you know.
Did you say you had two stores? Did you ever live in a house with two stores?
No, never did. In other words, until I got married and built one.
Okay.
Most of the poor folks lived in single dwelling houses.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, I don't suppose you had elevators in most, you had what, most?
No, the,
in most places you had?
Well, like I said, them days, I can remember a few of the houses that had electricity. And everybody had, well, some people didn't even have an ice box.